Whole Foods Market, proud to celebrate 20 years on Fortune 100 Best Companies to Work For list, now hiring all skill levels in a store near you. Search for jobs online at WFM.com/careers. They got a brand new fancy one here in downtown Denver, Colorado. Instinctively, because it is the way we do business, and Max and I just spent 5 minutes talking about it, I was going to kind of lose my mind and ask you for your reaction to the news of the afternoon and the big trade, but you pretty much shot everybody down when they tried that. It was cold. I mean, everybody was hopeful. You have hopeful reporters with tape. They got this great angle. Brad Stevens thought on the big trade, and then you just shot one of these. It wasn't pop-like, but it was like, it's the NBA.
My real thoughts would have been a lot more interesting, I think.
I'm sure.
I'm not going to share them now or during that. Trade's got it. And you know what else? The trade hasn't gone through. So like
exactly.
And I don't know
Physicals and all the other stuff.
Yeah, what we comment on, can't comment on. And it's not our team, so I'm not really focused on it.
What do you – when stuff happens during the league, do you take 10 minutes during the day to go, how does that affect
– Sure.
We play this team. You're going to play the Clippers and Detroit 2 games in a row coming up. Do you start thinking about how many games you have left, how it affects the playoff race? Like, does it just stop you in your tracks for
a second? I think the first thing that you think of is how it affects the East.
Right.
And obviously, Blake is a tremendous player. So right then and there, they also – had to add really good players in that deal as well. So we'll see how both teams end up looking after the trade's said and done. But then you look at your schedule, how many times you play them that's left and all that other stuff. And, those will be teams that you'll be more curious to turn on in the next week, in between prep as you're sitting at home watching League Pass, just to see how they're playing, see how they're incorporating those guys.
All right. Originally, I was going to start with this. Earlier today, you were talking to the media about some numbers, things on Saturday that you could control on the defensive end and how well you did a lot of those things. Now, I don't want to go too wonky down that rabbit hole, but this was my curiosity. How much of those kind of things you referred to today, and we actually talked about it on the plane yesterday, how much of those things can you see in real time? You have to have a sense that it's going well, but are you pretty accurate with what you see in real time versus when you watch it over?
For sure. Yeah. You could see them all, and I think what we intended to do was take away layups the other day, and there are a few ways that they get them. And that we said we're not going to let happen to us. And that's been pretty consistent with us against Golden State the last 3 years, and we've been pretty good doing it. But I don't know if we've ever had a more consistent game with taking those away than the other day. Now, that being said, we didn't do as good of a job on Curry as maybe we have in the past, but that also would be a testament to how he played on that given night, which, as guys at his level are capable of.
Well, certainly that would be fair to call it one of the better defense in a great defensive year, statistically and otherwise. That was only one of the best defensive games you played, but they still got 109 and he got 49.
That's what that was my response. That's why the only word I can think of to describe them is ridiculous, because we played tremendously purposeful and did everything we wanted to for the most part. And we had watched games prior to where they were able to expose teams by getting to the basket, and then that opened up the three. We did a great job of protecting and ultimately just didn't quite guard enough at the arc on Steph when he got going. But I will say this, we did an unbelievable job on Thompson, unbelievable job on Durant. If we would have, I think against Golden State, 109, you're going to have to score 110 to beat them in a lot of cases. It's just the way you got to score the ball.
All right, this is a team, Denver, the last three times we have seen them, they have scored, if not at will, whatever one step below at will is. You mentioned League Pass earlier. You have to have League Pass to watch the Denver Nuggets. They're one of those teams. They're probably, with the exception of Toronto because the whole Canadian thing, they're probably the best team that does not get any national attention. They are certainly a lot of fun to watch and very difficult to guard, and they didn't even have Jokic last time.
Very good, very good. And, over the last three games we played them, they've averaged 1.2 points per possession. They've shot 57% from two, 40% from three. And everybody else we played against is at 1.07, 50% from two, and 33% from three. So, when you add in what they've done against us, we're going to have to be a lot more solid defensively than we've been. We're going to have to be a lot more locked in. And, you know, because these guys score in bunches. They're well-coached. They're well-spaced. And Jokic is a load.
You said the magic word, well-spaced. With Plumlee playing with Jokic, they become a very interesting team that way.
They do, and that doesn't work if Jokic is just a player on the block. So, or at least they'd have to play differently. But they play Jokic as a kind of a point forward. He has the ball a lot. They play him at the top of the key with the ball. They play him on the elbows with the ball. They play him on the wing, on an empty side with the ball. So they'll put him in a position where a lot of teams put guards.
Every year we come here, and every year you get the same question about the altitude, and I laugh about it every year. I think it was Mark Twain who said everybody talks about the weather, but nobody actually does anything about it, as if there's anything that you can do. So I guess trying to be different, as I always am, from everybody else's question, I'll ask this. Does it affect you from a coaching standpoint? Do you find your brain function isn't as good? Is the air thinner? Is it harder to yell at the officials?
It's funny. Scal just asked me on TV interview. He said, how does this affect how you're going to coach the game? And I said, well, I'll stand up less. So, no, I mean, you think about it from the standpoint of maybe rotating a guy out a minute earlier out of their stint. You catch your wind. You get used to the air if you're at the level these guys are at. And to be honest, we don't talk about it. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody else is. So it's an unavoidable topic. But, hopefully one of these days when we come here, we can avoid talking about it for one full day.
I should have thought of a real question. Is there an eye test element? Do you look at guys? I mean, you're looking at them anyway on a regular night in a regular place.
No, there's an eye test element. I mean, you can see when a guy's dragging, and that's when you try to pull him, get him out quickly. And even if it means going for three stints, then that's something you just monitor. But, again, it's one of those things, too, that these guys are elite in their preparation. Yeah. They'll be fine.
Celtics and Nuggets next in the altitude on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.